Do you carry ID with you? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Thursday, and if by this point in the week people are really starting to get on your nerves, you know, they're just driving you crazy, you have your temper is ready to explode, stop, come on now. Sure, there's a lot of stuff that drive us crazy. There are people out there who take advantage of us, or try. There are people who get on our nerves. There are people who don't listen, and we have to keep explaining it over and over again. There are people who are even evil out there, but you cannot fight fire with fire. That's not the best way. You don't want to fight dirt with mud. You don't want to get down and dirty with them. Okay? What do you want to do? You want to love. You want to be a person of love. That's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to follow Jesus, the man of love, the man of patience, the man of compassion, the man of forgiveness, the man who attempts reconciliation. Doesn't always work. Didn't work with the Pharisees and the leaders of the Jews. Even Judas would not really respond to Jesus' invitation to change his mind, to change his behavior. So that's true with us, right? But we have to be people of love, because to love another person is to see the face of God. We have to become domestic mystics, I call them, domestic mystic. In our home, in our kitchen, starting with our family, has to start with our family, because they're the closest to us. They're the ones who can really get on our nerves. They're the ones who can really push our buttons. We have to learn to love them. I don't have a wife and I don't have children, but I live with 15 other men in this big friary, St. Augustine Friary, where I live, okay? And they're of different personality. There's a different ages. There are different needs. There are different points on the path towards holiness. And can they test my patience? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But I want to be a man who loves them. Because I know when I love them, I am loving the Jesus that dwells in them. To love another person, as a song from the musical Les Miserables says, to love another person is to see the face of God. All right. Now, today's scripture quote comes from John's Gospel. It comes from chapter 13, verse 35. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, by the way you love one another. All right. Now, let's go back to what I said at the beginning of the program. I said, do you carry ID with you? Well, of course, most people carry ID. You know, to get on an airplane today, you have to have some form of ID, a passport, driver's license, or if you don't have either one of those, you have to have some type of picture ID. So using that kind of thought, I'm talking about ID as a follower of Jesus Christ. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples by the way you love one another. Okay? So, they will know, because talk is cheap, they will know that we really follow Jesus Christ by our actions, by our loving actions, by our compassionate actions. That's the kind of ID we have to carry around. We have to glow with the power of Jesus inside of us. We have to be people of peace in the midst of so much turmoil. We have to be people of joy when there's so much sadness constantly coming from the media. We have to be people of hope when there seems so many reasons why it looks like the world is just self-destructing. And when we do that, then we got our ID. It's obvious. It's evident to people. I know this is a theme I keep coming back to in my weekday, you know, my radio show every day. But you understand, when all is said and done, the thing that really counts, as St. Paul says, is love. There are three things that last, and the greatest of these is love. Now, Jesus wasn't the first person to speak about love. All the Greek philosophers talked about love. What was unique to Jesus' definition of love? Sacrifice. Sacrifice comes from two Latin words, sacer, facere. to make holy. So when we have sacrificial love, when we lay down our life for our friends, when we go out of our way to help people, then we are fashioned more and more into the image and likeness of Jesus. Okay? So how do people know that you and I are followers of Jesus? Well, I would like to suggest to anybody that has to attend meetings, personnel meetings, your boss, your human resource person, you're involved in meetings at work or at church, wherever you're involved with me. When you take notes, right on top of the page, Q-L-S-S-S-A, six letters, Q-L-S-S-S-A. And it's those are six letters of the six beginning six letters of words that St. James talks about in his letter. And here's what they stand for. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. Could you imagine, whether it's at the United Nations, whether it's in Congress or the Senate, whether it's in local governments, whether it's at business meetings, whether it's at parish meetings, church meetings, if people would practice QLSSSA, if we would be quick to listen, slow to speak, and especially slow to anger. If that's the kind of life I live, it will be obvious to people that I am a follower of Jesus Christ. My ID, it'll be there every day. All right. What else? What else is a sure sign could serve as ID that we are followers of Jesus Christ? Well, by the way we love. Not only love our families, not only love our friends, not only love the people who do kindness, acts of kindness for us, it's the people that we love who can't pay us back. It's the people when we do these random acts of kindness, when we do like secret acts of kindness, we can't be paid for. Then those people, they may not know who we are because we're doing it in an anonymous way, but it just reinforces, and usually eventually we'll get caught doing an act of kindness. And wouldn't you rather be caught doing an act of kindness rather than an act of evil? Huh? An act of love rather than an act of hate. An act of compassion rather than an act of meanness. Now, you become what you choose. Another theme that I often bring to the radio program. If I choose this, 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 and this, I become this kind of Father Scott. If I choose that, 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 and that, I become that kind of Father Scott. This is a no-brainer, folks. This is true in my life, and it's true of your life. We become what we choose. We become either prayerful, loving, forgiving, compassionate, long-suffering, sacrificial people, or we live quiet lives of desperation, or we live by distraction. We walk around like we're sleepwalking. We're not even aware of the presence of God in our life. We're self-directed. We live in a world that's bordered on north, south, east, and west only by myself. You've met those kind of people. I've met those kind of people. How sad. How sad is that? How sad is it for the individual? How sad is it for the people come into contact with them? How sad is it for our world? You become what you choose. So that all these little day in and day out choices conform us to the image and likeness of Jesus. They redirect us. Conversion means to turn and walk with God. Turn towards and walk with God. Okay? So all of them, from saying please to thank you, to holding a door, to cleaning up a mess, putting your dishes into the sink, to keep putting the toilet seat up. I mean, we could go on and on. Because we become saints in the ordinary. Most of us don't get the extraordinary gifts that we're given to some saints. By location, healing people, reading hearts, whatever. Those extraordinary gifts, they're given freely by God in God's great divine plan. No, most of us become saints in the ordinary by the ordinary choices that we make in day in and day out to be loving, loving people. Then we will have great eulogies. Then people will remember us long after we die. Then we will be welcomed with open arms into heaven. Your call, you got to choose. You become what you choose. Let it be evident. If people have to ask you if you're a Christian, you're probably not one. Those are hard words, but they're the truth. Or as I like to say, just because you go to church doesn't make you any more a follower of Jesus than going to McDonald's makes you a hamburger. Who do I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray for the diplomatic corps. These are our ambassadors. These are their staffs throughout the world. These are the people who are trying to relate between governments and our governments. These are the people who often have to explain our policies in a way that's understandable. Please pray for our diplomatic corps. And in the countries where there is great turmoil, please pray that they're kept safe from harm and injury, that they're not kidnapped, they're not taken prison. They don't die in a bomb blast. Yeah, these are difficult days. Please pray for them. May God bless them. Our today's food for thought. Overnight success usually takes 10 years. Yeah, that's true. It's like developing a habit. You got to do it a bit before it becomes a habit, right? Now, see if I can make you smile or laugh. One day a man says, ask a priest, Father, what is a miracle? After the explanation, the man wasn't satisfied. So he said, Father, give me an example of a miracle. The priest told the man to turn around. The man did. So the priest gave him a terrific kick in the seat of his pants. And then the priest asked, did you feel that? The man said, I certainly did. Are you ready? I'm laughing already. Well, the priest said, if you had not felt that, it would have been a miracle. You got to laugh. Anyways, you want to contact me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me know you listen to the program. You can send me your prayer intentions. I faithfully will take them to prayer. I promise you. You can let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. It's a way of staying in touch, way of being inspired, always humor in it. I tell you a lot in the newsletter about my work with the poor and the sick in Oaxaca, Mexico, at Anacetar Hospital for the poor and sick down there. And you can send me a gift if you would. Make the check out to TASH, the Anacetar Hospital, TASH, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And you can visit my website at Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com for a lot of good information and for some pleasure. Helpful information. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore you.